Praise the Lord. And we're going to get into the word of the Lord this afternoon. You are here and I am here and the Spirit of the Lord is here with us. In my soul is still ringing out the words of that chorus that we played a few minutes back. And that is asking the question in song, are you ready for a miracle? Oh God, yet work miracles. He is a miracle working God. The mere fact that we are here is a miracle. And we must have that expectancy, expecting God to perform miracles in the lives of our loved ones, in our own lives, in these coming days and weeks, and as we roll further into this new year. I like for us to begin in the Gospel of Matthew, the first gospel in the New Covenant, in the New Testament. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And we read of this personality, Christ. It says, then Jesus Christ was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Verse 4 of Matthew's Gospel. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Bible went on to say, then the devil took him into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. To which Jesus responded and said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse 8, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of the kingdoms, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. As we embark on this season of fasting and prayer, seeking the face of God, there is no better example for us to behold than that of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, who modeled fasting before us. And we have gleaned some insight as we peer in to the example of our Savior and Lord. We see the evil one of our soul approaching Messiah and tempting him, even after being on a 40-day fast. You and I have an enemy of our soul who is relentlessly speaking words into our hearts. But we note from the Lord Jesus Christ's response that there is an antidote to the attacks of the enemy. There's an antidote to the voice of the wicked one, and that is the Word of God. Have you noted? Jesus did not debate, but Jesus just quoted the Word of God. I love that because it put me in remembrance that even my Savior and Lord Jesus Christ put high premium on the Word of God, on the reading of the Word of God. You have to know the Word of God to be able to declare the Word of God. You have to have that Word, and I have to have that Word in our heart. No wonder the Scripture says, thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, that I might not falter, that I might not be taken captive by the devices of the wicked one. And three times the attack came after he was in that place of seeking God and communing with God. And three times Jesus' response was, it is written, it is written, it is written. My sisters and brothers, hallelujah, God would have us to model the same. I have found, and you probably have too, that as the enemy comes upon us to attack us, to tempt us, yes, to lure us away, it's not the time to pray, it is the time to quote the word. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm learning that even the more. It is the time to quote the word, to declare what the word says. Case in point is an example, feeling the urge to steal, feeling the urge to take something that doesn't belong to you, whether it be in the office or whether it be even within the home or wherever it may be. It's not the time for me, I'm learning, to say, oh Lord, please help me that I do not steal. It is the time for me to say, it is written, thou shalt not steal. Praise God. I trust that we will incorporate that as we journey in this new year, positioning our hearts and ourselves for miracles. Yes, being recipients of such miracles, being conduits through which the miracle power workings of God can work in and through you and me, and touch the lives of the many who are desperately in need of a miracle from our God. Hallelujah. It is written. We embark on this time of fasting. Our primary purpose for fasting is for us to humble ourselves before God and to seek deeper intimacy with Him. Yes, prayer is the most important key in the kingdom of God, but fasting is the most powerful tool that you and I can incorporate in this kingdom affair. Yes, my sisters and brothers, prayer and fasting is dunamis. Hallelujah. I said prayer and fasting is awesome, it's powerful, and you, yes, even you, God has called to embrace this discipline of prayer and fasting with the word of God. You know, over the 41 weeks as we have been in the virtual room Monday through Friday, yes, from 7 to 8 in prayer, we have been encouraging and reminding each other to stay prayerful and stay in the word. My sisters and brothers, this is a three-prong approach. Yes, prayer, the word, and now fasting. Let's look at the example that God has given to us. But before doing so, there's one other scripture that I would like to bring to your attention, because it's all part of what God is preparing and readying us for. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Hear what the word of God says as the apostle Paul writes to the son in the faith, young Timothy. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressively. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God speaks expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Yes, in these times, and as we go closer to the return of our Savior and Lord, we will experience an increase as never before. Oh, yes, of those that are falling away, departing from the faith, and giving heed to seducing spirits. That's a message in and of itself, just to speak of the seducing spirits that the enemy has incorporated, that has drawn many young men and women and older ones away from their commitment and their love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and doctrines of devils. Verse 2 said, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and having their conscience sneered with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nurtured up in the word of faith, and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Let's look at the closing verse. Verse 7. But refuse profane and all wise fables, and discipline thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that is now and that which is to come. The apostle admonishes, encourages young Timothy, as the word of God encourages you and me today, that there's things that we need to guard against, but what we ought be engaged in is the exercise or the disciplining of ourselves unto godliness. Just as one would discipline him or herself to bodily exercise, one just need to have an enrollment at the gym to see how committed one truly is to the discipline of exercising. I recall the few times that I ventured out. It didn't last but so long, because it does call for discipline, and you will experience the aches and the soreness when you give yourself to bodily exercise. It does profit it, as the word rightfully declares. It helps us to maintain a healthy body and all the other benefits that one can glean from being physically fit. But bodily exercise, in comparison to the spiritual exercise, the spiritual discipline, bodily discipline profited little. God would have us to experience the fullness of what spiritual disciplines will certainly benefit us. Let's look briefly as we close this afternoon to three disciplines in the life of none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the one to whom we are to model. First is Christ Jesus was disciplined in the scripture. He was disciplined in the word of God. The hiding place for the people of God is in the word of God. There is no substitute for you nor me as it pertains to God's word. Listening to sermons are good. Reading books are good. But there's none that can take the place of you and I being in the Word of God, where Father will speak to us, the Spirit of the Lord wants an audience with you, one and one with you. And we have no excuse today, not in this age of our smartphones, not in this age where we can have the Word of God read to us. Yes, read to us. You and I ought to embark again this year. And for those that have never ventured out, this is a good time. This is a good day for you to venture out in the listening to the Word of God. Get a Bible app. There are various ones out there. Download it on your smartphone. You have no excuse while you're driving, while you're jogging, while you're on the treadmill, while you're doing the physical exercise, to exercise the discipline of being in the Word. Hallelujah. Let's together be in the Word of God this new year. The second discipline that we see in the life of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ is that of prayer. He was a man of prayer. He was the God-man, and yet he gave himself in the body to prayer. And how you and I ought to follow that leading, that example, that you become a woman of prayer. And I commend, yes, I commend you for these 41 weeks you have added an additional hour to your daily time of prayer. Oh, bless God. Yes, apart from your devotional time, apart from all those pockets of prayers that you engage in throughout your life as a believer, over the last, 41 weeks, you have sacrificially added an additional hour from 7 to 8 in this virtual space of prayer. Hallelujah. We can't find time anywhere else. We have to discipline ourselves to say no to that so that we can use the time for something more profitable. And the discipline of being in prayer is a profitable one indeed. Hallelujah. There's a third discipline that Jesus, our Savior, modeled for us. Yes, he modeled it. He didn't only speak of it or talk taught it, he lived it. And that third discipline is the discipline of fasting. And that's right where we are, hallelujah, on this day. We are embracing a time of fasting and prayer beginning this day. Yes, began 12 midnight, hallelujah, sipping on some water. Yes, taking some herbal tea. At times you may need to do so, but giving yourself to fasting along with the reading of the word, along with the listening of the word, along with praying, and you will find that you will be praying the word back to the Father, and there's nothing greater than the word of God being echoed back to the Father, that word that he is well acquainted with, that word that he watches over, and stand ready, hallelujah, and stand ready to bring it to fruition in the lives of his people. Yes, being a woman, a man of the scriptures, being in the word. Jesus as a child was in the word. We see it in Luke 2, 40 to 49. For those of you that are taking copious notes, we see Jesus modeling this as a child, being in the word as a custom. And how about him being in the scriptures as a teacher? All of us love teaching, do we not? We always trying to tell somebody something, but would to God that we do so as a result of being students ourselves of the word of God. If not, the advice that we will be sharing will be tainted. We need to be in the word, that when we open our mouths to speak forth a word of encouragement, a word of admonition, a word of guidance to others, it is in keeping with what saith the word of God. And that will only be true, my sisters and brothers, if you and I are disciplined to being in the word of God. Hallelujah. Forget last year. Oh, we can all look back and see where there were days of failures, weeks for some, months for others, and probably for others, it was a whole year of failure when it comes to being in the word. But I hear in my spirit this afternoon the word of God that speaks to us, forgetting those things which are behind, so that this new year, in this third day of this first month, you with us can reach forth and lay hold of that which is before us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, my sisters and brothers, how is it with you in the word? You will be able to declare as we go forth in this week, it is well. Do you spend time in the word? Your response is going to be a resounding, yes, I am. Hallelujah. Have you hidden the word in your heart? I am in the process of continuously doing just that. Ah, this is a glorious year. This is a year of miracles because you, the woman of God and a man of God, have purpose in your heart to be in the word. You have purpose to hide the word in your heart. You have purpose to memorize the word. Hallelujah. And you are not just a woman, a man of the word, but you are also a woman and a man of prayer. Of prayer. Yes, you are. Come on, declare it. I am a person of prayer. I am giving myself to the discipline of prayer. Have not been able to get to the gym yet for some of us because there's still the curfew on, but you can get into the spiritual gym and incorporate these spiritual disciplines in your life. Together, let's do it. Hallelujah. Jesus modeled this for us in prayer. He prayed for fellowship. Why do you pray? What is your purpose for praying? Not just, Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me. I am praying for the fellowship. Hallelujah. Have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your cares. He who hears your faintest cries and who answers by and by, having a little talk with Jesus makes everything right. Let's be in prayer for fellowship with him. Yes, the second person of the Godhead stayed in prayer for fellowship with God. Hallelujah. He stayed in prayer for instruction. We need the instructions of God. Yes, how to do, how to spend our time. We've asked the church over the last several days to inquire of the Lord how they should spend these 40 days in fasting. What combination of fasting should you engage yourself in? Yes, you have to pray so that you can receive the instruction from the Lord as it pertains even to your fasting time. Jesus, being God in the flesh, he yet modeled seeking the instructions of the Father. As you've read in the scriptures, he often would say, I do nothing of myself, for whatever I do is what the Father would have of me to do. He fellowship in prayer. He sought instructions in prayer. And thirdly, Jesus, he prayed for strength, for fellowship, for instruction, and for strength. My sisters and brothers, what is coming in 2021 is going to call for the strength of the women and the men of God. And God stands ready to undergird you and me with a strength that is like an unto none other. But it will only be derived as you and I position ourselves in the discipline of being in the Word and being in prayer. Yes, last year is behind us. But this year, we are going to be able to resoundingly respond how often we are spending in prayer, daily and increasingly so. Yes, what are we praying for? Oh, we can go through a myriad of things that we're praying for this one and for that one. My prayer is not just for myself, but it is from the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And as the Spirit of the Lord, through the reading of the Word, will direct us, our prayer life will broaden and widen to be all-encompassing to all that God would have us to be praying for. So because we are in the Word, our prayers with faith, because faith thus cometh through the hearing and the hearing and the hearing of the Word of God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm excited for what I perceive God wants to do through you and you and you and you. Yes, yes, yes. Don't listen to the accusations of the evil one. You put him in remembrance. That was the past. That was last year. It's a new beginning in my God. I've thrown off the garment of heaviness, and I have clothed myself on this first Sunday of the year with the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. Saints of God, I present to us this afternoon this third discipline that our Savior and Lord modeled before us, and it is the discipline of fasting. Now note, there's a right and a wrong way to fast. Let's do it God's way. We are fasting for fellowship and impartation. We are fasting for deeper intimacy with our God. The primary purpose for fasting. Yes, there are secondary reasons for fasting. Fasting for the salvation of our loved ones. Fasting for healing in our bodies. Fasting for financial breakthrough and all the other things that we are expecting as we fast. But listen, all of that will go for naught if the primary purpose for fasting for you and me is not in accordance to the Word of God. We are fasting for a deeper intimacy with Father, because when you are close to Father, there is nothing that He will withhold from us. Hallelujah. Jesus fasted for fellowship and impartation. Matthew 4 verses 1 through 11. He fasts also for strength in standing. What He fasted for? Strength in standing. Now let's look at those two quickly. For fellowship and impartation, it's the right reason. I'm fasting for closer intimacy with my God, so that my fellowship with Him becomes closer. Yes, He can impart to me. I'm sitting at His feet, laying on His breast. Yes, yes, I'm here like the Apostle John, possibly, to be close to my Savior and Lord. We fast for fellowship, impartation, for strength, so that we can stand upon what the Word of God says to us. Because we love Him, Lord, enable me to stand. I'm weak in this area. Strengthen me as I draw closer to you. Burn off the dross. Strengthen my feeble feet, Lord. We fast for strength in standing. Having done all, we are to stand. Our spiritual battle is the Lord's, but God would have us to stand. And too long we have been falling. Isn't that right? We have all fallen too often. We're going to fast and pray so that God will enable us in this year, 2021, to stand. And having done all the praying, the reading of the Word, the fasting, we stand. Stand and see the deliverance of our God. Stand and see the miracle power of our God at work. Isaiah 58, the Word of God comes, and I just read it to us in closing. It says, shout it aloud, and I trust that you are hearing it loudly today. Do not hold back. I am not seeking to hold back. It says, rise, you raise your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their rebellion, and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commandments of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Verse 3, why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? And why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please, and you exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. The next verse went on as we conclude. Is this not the kind of fast that I have chosen? Only a day for the people to humble themselves? Is it not only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call the fast? A day acceptable unto the Lord? Is it not this kind of fasting that I have chosen? The fasting that will loose the chains of injustice and unite the cords of the yoke to set the oppressed free and to break the yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wandering with shelter when you see them naked, to clothe them and not to turn them away? Verse 8, you do that, and then the light will break forth like dawn, and your healing will quickly appear, and then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard, and then you will call, and the Lord will answer, and you will cry, and the Lord will say, here am I, in response to your cry. My brothers and sisters, we are running well in God because He is watching over us and giving us the guidance that is necessary for us to run well. As we give ourselves to fasting and prayer and being in the Word, let us guard against fasting for all the wrong reason. Fasting is not dieting. Fasting is you and me humbling ourselves before the Lord for a deeper intimacy with Him. Until we've come to that place and acknowledge that there is more of God that I desire. For those that may see themselves as being comfortable with where they are, I'm saying then you will not commit yourselves as rightfully you should to fasting. Despite where you are in your walk with God, deep is calling unto deep. The deeper places of God is reaching out to you. There is depth in God that He's calling you to experience. There is height in God, despite how high you may have come over the last years. God is saying there's a height that you are yet to experience in me that will only be experienced through a deeper intimacy with me. Do not allow yourself to have false security because we have a vehicle that can take us wherever we choose to drive, or because you may know where your next meal is coming from or where your next rent or mortgage is coming from. Let us keep our eyes on the Lord. And yes, despite He has made provisions that you may have all those things in place, let us keep before us that it is the hand of the Lord that has made all this possible and is continuously sustaining me. Hence, He's now calling us to a deeper intimacy with Him through prayer, through the reading of the Word, and through fasting. Bless the name of the Lord. Jesus, our model. Would you prepare your hearts? Would you prepare yourselves? Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Praise be your name. Hallelujah. Look upon us, Father. There's nothing about our lives that you're not aware of, and yet you do love us. And you call us to repentance. And before you, we come with repentant heart, acknowledging that we have sinned against you and you only in our thoughts, in our words, even with our acts. We ask your forgiveness. Holy Spirit, as you bring to remembrance areas that need to be repented of, may my sisters and brothers, as myself, may we now take this moment to repent of such things. Let us repent before the Lord. Let us examine our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for what manner of love you have bestowed on us, that we, in this new year, despite our past failures and sins, that we can be called daughters and sons of the Most High God. Beloved, you are now the daughter and the son of the Most High God. Even though it does not yet appear what you shall be like in your glorified bodies, but this God would have you to know that when he, Christ, shall appear, you shall be like him just as he is, for you will see him just as he is. It's the hope that he has given to you and to me. And we who have this hope, let us go forth and live pure lives, even as he is pure, as we give ourselves to the discipline of being in the Word, of being in prayer, and in fasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you as you go. Oh, he is making his face to shine on you. He is gracious unto you. The Lord our God lifts his countenance upon you and you and yes, and you. And he grants you his shalom. The peace of God goes with you. Rule, rest, and abide with you as you go into the furtherance of this day. Amen.